Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Wednesday, 22nd of November, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Deputy Managing Editor Zachary Moore. Hello to you.
Hello, David.
On today's podcast, we'll be catching up on the U.S. polyols and isocyanates market, which has a few things going on right now. Zach, what is the situation?
Well, the main situation right now, we have a couple of increase initiatives out there that are being negotiated. For TDI, there's an initiative calling for a 12-cent per pound increase as of November 1st. There's also an increase initiative for MDI at 10 cents for December 1st. And for polyols, we have 5 cents has been announced by a couple of different sellers for November or December, or as contracts allow. There's still a lot of discussion going on regarding these initiatives. The general feeling is that TDI and MDI supply are still tight enough that they may gain some traction. For polyols, a lot is going to depend on what happens with the upstream contracts, particularly for propylene.
There's also some supply issues with isocyanates right now?
Yes, quite a few. Isocyanate supply has been tight pretty much all of the past year, so it's been a really big run-up in isocyanate pricing. Here in the U.S., ISIS has raised its assessments over the course of 2017 by 65 cents for TDI, and by 45 cents for MDI, and we're still sitting here talking about the possibility of further increases. The supply tightness has been a very serious problem for the isocyanate market, both in the U.S. and globally. And the expectation is that it probably will be around the first quarter of next year that those issues will finally work themselves out.
Speaking of outside of the U.S., what's the situation in Asia right now and the effect it's having on markets?
Asian supply for isocyanates had also been very tight in the last couple of months, which had led to some starved supply for a lot of other regions. We know, for instance, that some Asian sellers had had to suspend offers to the United States. So, of course, that further tightened supply here. And recently, just like the last couple of weeks, we have seen for TDI especially that tightness is beginning to ease in Asia. And there's hope that that, along with some other factors, can help bring the global isocyanate markets back into a more balanced situation by the first quarter of next year.
Could you mention the Sadara plant that recently started up?
Yes. So Sadara is a very large facility, very large integrated facility. They produce quite a number of products. Some of the things that they have are MDI, TDI, and polyols, as well as everything else. They started up MDI a couple of months back, and they've recently got to the point where they're offering commercial quantities to the Middle East and Asia. Their TDI was the last unit that was started up out of the whole 26 units at the plant. Both of those units did come on a little bit late, which has also been a contributing factor to the global tightness. But the MDI unit is already up and is already starting to supply commercial quantities. The TDI unit, we know, has already sent out some samples, again, to buyers in the Middle East and in Asia. The hope is that with Sadara coming online and with the expectation that BASF in Germany will be able to replace the reactor at its new TDI plant in Ludwigshafen, that by the first or second quarter of next year, TDI supply will be more balanced.
With less than 2 months left to go in the year, I assume things are going to be slowing down.
Things will be slowing down a bit. Isocyanates and polyols chiefly go into the production of polyurethane systems, which are usually used for consumer durables and construction. And those are all sectors of the economy that typically see a bit of a slowdown right before the year end. There's also, of course, inventory taxes that people have to pay. So generally, people are not in any rush to buy up a lot of stocks right before the end of the year.
Thanks for the update, Zachary.
Thanks, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you'd like more information on the polyols and isocyanates markets, or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit isis.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.